Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and this is the student body of Kenneth Copeland Bible College. And in all of us together, let's welcome them in class this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's wonderful. Let's go back to where we were yesterday in the 13th chapter of John's Gospel. And the 13th chapter, the 14th chapter, the 15th chapter, the 16th chapter, the 17th chapter is all right there in that covenant meal. And he did some amazing things. He did things that these Orthodox Jews were astounded by. He took the Messiah's cup and turned it up. Now, this didn't surprise Peter. He already said, now, he was Simon Bar-Jonah when he said this. Simon of Jonah. So Simon Bar-Jonah was his name. And he said, who do you say that I am? And Peter jumped up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, flesh and blood hasn't shown this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I call you Peter. Well, now in Hebrew and Greek both, he called him the rock. And he was known as the Apostle Peter from that day forward. Now this is covenant talk, and most people don't realize it, that in the first covenant known to man that all other covenants have been based upon was the covenant between God and Abram. A blood covenant. And that's the base of all other blood covenants. He changed his name in the 17th chapter of Genesis. He changed his name from Abram to Abraham. The H in the middle of his name is Hashem. God changed his name to indicate covenant. And covenant is just simply the greater blessing the lesser on an even standing.
Yes.
Oh. Praise the Lord.
The greater blessing the lesser on an even basis.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's what covenant is. And it was hidden for so many years and years by the word testament. But that's what the word testament means. And what I'm convinced what the English translators were attempting to do was get over to us that this is the will and testament of Almighty God.
Yes.
This is the will and testament of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He's the only man that has ever died, raised from the dead, and probated his own will. And this means that it is the will of God.
Yes.
Testament.
Yes.
And you and I testify to that.
Yes. Amen.
But when you look it up, the word is covenant. It was translated testament. Amen. Old and new. I like what Professor Greg Stevens says. No, it's the first and second. I really like that. That in reality is correct.
Yes.
Now then, let's go back where we were yesterday in the new commandment in that meal of all meals that changed heaven and earth. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, also love one another. By this shall all men or all people know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Every night before I go to sleep, after I tell my love good night, Gloria Jean, and before I go to sleep, I say, I love the Lord God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. And I love my neighbor as myself, fulfilling the law and the prophets. And then there's our covenant. And I quote that. The new covenant, the new commandment that he has given me, that I love the brethren even as he loved the brethren. Hallelujah. Every night. This is my confession every night. And then go to sleep. So we understand now. I want us to go now into this 14th chapter. The 10th verse, believeth thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. Now listen. But the Father within me, he does the works. Now, all kinds of religious traditions that have, you know, gone awry and gone astray, that Jesus came and healed people to prove his divinity. Well, no, if that's true, he failed that in his own hometown, because it says there he could do no mighty works. Didn't say he wouldn't, said he couldn't. Why? Because of their unbelief. So let's talk a few moments about that. Because as pastors and as ministers of the gospel, as teachers and so forth, in your future, this is going to come up. And in, you know, one form or another. So Jesus would never, ever allow anybody to call him good. We know he was and he is. Amen. Because of what we read in Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Yes, but now he says it's the Father within. He did the works. Okay, now I get extremely excited about this. What happened to him in the Jordan? He was baptized in water, which is right. Every believer should be baptized in water. Glory to God. And if you were baptized when you were a little child, and I don't know what, do it again. It don't matter. You can be dunked again. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. But he also was baptized in the Spirit. Now, the Spirit of God had always been in him because he was born of the Spirit. But he had to be baptized in the Spirit. And remember the 4th chapter of Luke now. After that, he was driven into the wilderness where he had to stand, and he had to pass the test that Adam failed. And after he had not eaten anything for 6 weeks, and then hunger came, that's when the devil said, turn these stones into bread. And what did he say? It is written. It is written. It is also written. And the devil left him. Well, sure he did. Absolutely he did. So Now, thank you, Lord. He never did take the credit. It's the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. It's the same God that dwells within us. But when you and I follow His example and are baptized in water and then give ourselves over to the Holy Spirit to speak with other tongues, and that's the easiest thing you ever did in your life. It was really easy for me because I didn't have any religion to unlearn. It just happened. And so, now how many Pentecostal people do you think would have done this? I talked in tongues there for a good little bit, and then I had to fly back to Little Rock that night. So I was flying along there, and I said, Lord, I don't know whether there's anything to this or not, because I don't know anything about it. But I'm going to do it again. I'm just going to say some of those words. Yes. Brother Kenneth, are you just going to just start talking in tongues anytime you want to? Yes. But I didn't have any fear of it because I wasn't raised around it.
Yes.
And, you know, you might get the wrong thing. I didn't plan on getting the wrong thing. I didn't plan on that at all. I hadn't been taught not to do that. Now, when they gave the invitation, my mother and dad were sitting right behind Gloria and me, and I turned around. I said, is this something we're supposed to have? She said, this is something you should have. So Gloria and I just jumped and ran up there to get it, not to ask for it. We went up there to get it.
Amen.
Looked great to us. Amen. Gloria didn't receive until the next morning. I had to go up and fly back that night. Well, and I was just flying along there. I said, I'm going to say some of those words again. So I did. And here it came again. I've been doing it ever since. And I jumped out of that little airplane. I blessed the airplane. I blessed the hangar. I blessed the concrete. I blessed everything I could see. Praise God. But what happened? I didn't even know it then. Just like Jesus, when He came up out of that water, John the baptizer saw the Holy Spirit land on Him like a dove.
Yes.
And he saw that in the Spirit. He stepped across a line. He stepped into the world of the supernatural.
Amen.
Now, did Jesus talk in tongues? Well, let's see if He did. At the tomb of Lazarus, He groaned in the Spirit and He said, I know you always hear me. He didn't have to talk in tongues. But it's the same thing. Groaning in the Spirit. He moved into the Spirit place and He began to groan in the Spirit. And He said, I know you always hear me. And He called him by name, Lazarus, come forth. Now, Lazarus had been mummified. The Jews learned that in Egypt. And he came forth bound in grave clothes. Now, they prepared Jesus that way. You wrap every finger, wrap the whole body, and pour this liquid over it. And it becomes this cocoon. And the last thing you cover is the face. Lazarus' face was covered. And the power of his of Jesus' words, by the power of God, lifted him up and stood him in the mouth of that tomb. And Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go." Yeah. Brother Hagin said he used to preach a sermon, "Loose him and let him go." He said we had loosening services. But he said, everybody get loose and go crazy. And the next day they got the same problem. He said, nobody walked in it by faith. He said, I didn't either until I learned how. Loose him and let him go. Praise God. So, and now all but Jesus' face was covered. So that whole cocoon type thing was in that tomb with the napkin folded to the side. Now you know why it was so shocking when they walked in there and saw that thing lying there with nobody in it. Now how could that be possible? There was a physical body in there. But then when he came up out of hell, he was a glorified body. And that glorified body knows no boundaries. You and I will have that at the resurrection. Now, that's what's so big about this Wednesday. It's one day closer to the resurrection. And this has been just part of me for all these years. It's one day closer to the resurrection. It's one day closer to my birthday. And it's one day closer to Christmas. Any way you look at it. One day closer to the resurrection every day of the world. And I expect him every day. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. One day closer. One day closer. Now, some people think, well, you know, I'm one day closer to dying. I'll never die. No, I don't die. I depart. Now, that's what the Spirit said through the Apostle Paul. It's time for my departure. Well, hey, I've done a lot of departing over the years. Being a pilot, started out a commercial pilot. Amen. What's my estimated time of departure? My estimated time of departure is December the 6th, 2056. I'll be 120 years old and I'm out of here that day. I'm not staying here one day longer than that. I mean, now it's up to you. Praise God. I mean it. And I'm one day closer to it. Glory to God. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. That's enough to make anybody shout. So, we talked about faith comes. Faith comes, Romans 10, 1 through 17. So then faith cometh by hearing. Let's turn over there. Romans 10. Now this is the place where we get the phrase, the word of faith which we preach. This is not something Kenneth Hagin made up. It's not something that I made up. No, I'm not smart enough to come up with something like that in the first place. But here it is, Romans chapter 10, this classic chapter. Verse 4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Moses describes a righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the five physical senses. Amen. Faith speaks on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that it... to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep or the abyss, That is, to bring up Christ again from the dead. What does it say? What does faith say? Excuse me. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Glory to God. That's what we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or that Jesus is Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? They can't. How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? They can't. How shall they hear without a preacher? Now that ought to get your attention. How shall they hear without a preacher? They can't. How shall they preach except they be sent? You can't. You have to realize that. Amen. We'll talk about that maybe some later. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. They've not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah say, the Lord who hath believed our report. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The preached word of faith. Hallelujah. It brings faith. It brings faith. You sow it and it'll come up. It is a seed. The word Jesus called the word of God seed. And a seed does what? Produces after its own kind. Yes. That's the reason it's so interesting and necessary to name your seed in offerings what you're believing. That for which you are believing, call it that, and it'll produce it. Praise God. So then faith comes. Faith always comes. Say it. Faith always comes. It is the product of the preaching of the word. Now, if you realize in your congregations, and we're out of time, that you're not having any of the gifts of the Spirit, start preaching on them. Then faith will come and they'll begin to be manifest. Praise God. And like I said, we're out of time. So give the Lord a praise offering. Praise God. Let him know you appreciate it. Thank you, Jesus.
The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The words you speak have the power to direct your life, but God gave you a choice. Will you speak according to the life-giving Word of God or according to the world? Get Choose Life, Choose Words, 4 messages by Kenneth Copeland, and train yourself to speak only life every day. God's plan has always been to get His blessing to you, and your words have the power to release it. Jesus said to seek first His kingdom, and everything you need will be added to you. When you learn to do things God's way and say what God says, your life will thrive. Even when the rest of the world is in famine, you can be a distributor of God's blessing. That's what His blessing is all about. Find out what God's Word says, align your mouth with it, and live in the unforced rhythms of His grace. Request Kenneth Copeland's series, Choose Life, Choose Words, free on MP3 disc or DVD. Your voice, the words you speak, determine the condition of your life. So choose God's word and live a blessed life. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offers good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Awaken your calling at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Come to a deeper revelation of who you are in Christ while being equipped with practical tools for excellence in ministry. Develop your faith alongside a strong, Spirit-filled community that will last a lifetime.
It's real. It's raw, and it's going to be probably the most real experience that you can get from a Bible college.
We are equipping generations to use their faith boldly for a victorious life and ministry. Take the next step. Apply today.
Isn't it amazing to get to listen in as Brother Copeland is teaching the students of the Word of God? I'm Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and I have with me today Holden Hanley, who is one of my favorite students of the Word of God, but not a KCBC student, but a KCBC instructor.
Yes, ma'am.
Holden, you came into the Word of Faith and studying especially prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
But you didn't come through KCBC. Mm-hmm. You had to kind of come through the harder way.
Yes,
ma'am. Tell us the difference between how you studied prayer
and
the things of faith versus what these students have at KCBC.
Yes, ma'am. You know, it's amazing here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, KCBC, Kenneth Copeland Bible College, that we teach prayer here, as Pastor Terry says, praying from the victory side. You're not begging whenever it comes to prayer. You're not praying, oh, if it's God's will. You know that you've heard from God, and you're praying prayers based on the Word of God as led by the Spirit, and you know by faith God hears and He answers. And that's something that I learned from sitting under you and sitting under your teachings, Pastor Terry. And here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College, Pastor Terry has heard from the Lord and put a specific syllabus, guide, instructor to where we go through the basic principles of what real Bible-based, faith-based, Spirit-led prayer looks like in the life of a believer.
Now, didn't that just make you want to jump into class here at KCBC?
Amen.
So you can apply. We're receiving applicants right now for the fall term in 2022, and you get to hear the likes of Holden Hanley and so many other ministers and teachers, instructors, full of faith, full of the Word, and a lot of knowledge and hands-on experience. We want to invite you today to be a supporter of Kenneth Copeland Bible College and join us as we walk out the Great Commission to make disciples of all nations and discipling them in the Word of God, in faith, in love, in prosperity, in healing, who they are in Christ Jesus, so that they can go out and make disciples of the nations. You can give online at kcm.org/give. And just look for the KCBC account, or you can text to give to the number 36609 and just type in the letters KCBC and the amount that you wish to give. You can also give by phone and just call the number that's on your screen in case you are outside the United States. Remember that this mission we have at KCBC is being carried out around the world. Or you can mail your gift to KCBC at Fort Worth 76192. But remember this, wherever you are, that God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Bible College. To give online, go to kcm.org/give and look for the KCBC account. You can also text give at 36609 and the keyword KCBC. Together, we are sending the uncompromised Word of Faith around the world.